intense science fiction terror. Hello and welcome to another wonderful episode of Big Gay Date. My name is Carl Skeens.
My name is Dave Mosley.
And tonight we're watching the 1993 Steven Spielberg classic Jurassic Park.
Mm-hmm. I remember watching this movie in the theater as a kid. I think I went three times in the end. Back when movies were in the theater for like a year. Do you remember that?
Oh, absolutely.
It took so long. Oh, look, we got two logos.
Oh, cool. The old one. All yeah. right. Yeah, when I saw this in the movie theater, crazy thunderstorm outside. No rain, just thunder. Oh. No lightning, just thunder. And so we get out, and it just sounds like I'm a little kid, and I'm like losing my shit. My dad's giggling like a little girl. He's coming for you.
Man, I remember this opening scene. Remember watching this, and this was the scariest part of the movie for me. Like, I had no fucking clue what was happening. Like, I remember hiding. One of the very few instances I can remember as a kid, hiding, like, my...
Covering
my eyes and just waiting for it to... And yet, you know, and then the trepidation going back a second and a third time, like, this movie's awesome, but this first part, oh, I don't like it.
It's making all the parents second guess bringing their kid. Yeah. And...
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Man. So, quick synopsis of this movie. Go.
Mankind is stupid. They create extinct animals, and then the animals do what animals do, which is kill everything.
Yeah.
It's a terrible idea. It is a terrible... Not Jack Hanna. Who's the paleontologist guy?
Jack Horner.
Yeah. Did you see his TED Talk where they were working on the chickenosauruses?
No.
There's a TED Talk where Jack Horner is talking about Jurassic Park and talking about how, yeah, where you can't pull DNA out of a mosquito in amber,
mm-hmm.
but we've found enough. We also know what the, like how a chicken is the closest, like, relative to, like, certain carnivorous dinosaurs.
Yeah,
and
sure.
Basically, you fucking with DNA, they made a chickenosaurus. They made chickens mm-hmm. with tails and teeth, little feathered T-Rexes.
Yeah.
And like, oh my God. It the whole time you're watching it, you're like, okay, I know you're really smart, but you fucking know better, bro. It's a terrible idea. And I mean, the morality on that, what is the extinct animals? Like, and that's like a big thing now that they've been talking about how they can like bring back the woolly mammoth.
Yeah.
Should they? You know, like that's... Mm-hmm.
It's not natural.
Yeah.
It died for a reason.
The world is a way warmer place now. That is the last animal you need to bring back.
Yeah, just... Oh, this scene was just terrifying. This suspenseful, great score from John Williams.
And other than the eye, you barely see shit.
Nothing. No, it's the Jaws technique.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the less you see, the scarier it is. And it's just those fucking noises.
Spielberg is great with that, man.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to start poking holes in this already. this huge, like, that Velociraptor is pretty fucking strong. It was right up against the door of that cage, and somehow it was able to push it all the way back there. Now, we're going to see later on, when little Timmy tries to keep the door shut in the freezer, that the Velociraptor, I think, struggles a little bit harder.
yeah.
Shooter!
God, but the lighting in this is what makes this entire scene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lighting through the trees. Oh, man.
Such an intense start, but now the fun can begin.
Yeah, and I hate this guy. You hate this guy from the moment you meet him.
Absolutely. He's all business. He
looks like he's looking around like everything around him is icky.
Until he sees how much money he can make, and then he's like putting a price tag on everything.
Hell yeah. I'd be walking around with a price gun nonstop, bro.
So, I remember, do you remember like the first time you heard about this movie?
Yeah. I knew nothing about it though. My dad was a really big fan of the book. My dad's a really big fan of Michael Crichton mm-hmm. in general. Like I ended up getting all of the Michael Crichton books that my father collected, and some of them are better than fucking others.
Yeah.
Jurassic Park the book is fucking...
it's dense, isn't it? I made the mistake of trying to read that as a kid, as a 9-year-old kid after watching this movie. Mm-hmm. That was a big mistake.
But I also tried reading The Shining when I was a kid, and it made no sense. And then you read it as an adult, and you're like, this is fucking frightening.
Yeah.
You know, like, as an adult, you read it. That the book is fine. The book is great. The Lost World is definitely better than the movie, but not a better book by any means.
We'll have a discussion about that, because I have to. I'm going on record and say I really like The Lost World. Why? I know I'm in the minority. It's the more fun of the movies.
Oh, you mean you like the buddy comedy between the black girl and Jeff Goldblum? Because, I mean, that is the best part of that movie for me.
My favorite part is that fucking the T-Rex going through San Diego. I just love how...
And the ball from the gas station.
It's kind of dumb, but it's also pretty fun, you know?
Yeah.
I just remember off. When I first heard about this movie, my dad was reading something about it out of a TV magazine or a newspaper, and I was like, he was talking about a theme park where they bring dinosaurs back to life, and there's real
Disney,
dinosaurs going
go
around.
There.
And I was like, holy shit, like, can we go there? Like, I did not know it was a movie. I fell for it like hook, line, and sinker, which makes me sound super fucking gullible, I know.
Did you fall for the Blair Witch, too?
No.
Because I fell for the Blair Witch. I'm not even going to lie. I was one of those fucking millions of people that fell for the Blair Witch for, like, the first week.
I remember watching, I think the first thing I really heard about Blair Witch was like a making of TV thing, which kind of spoiled the whole thing for me. But I'm not fucking gullible, like, you know, I was pretty fucking gullible as a kid, but I mean, I was a kid.
It took me a little bit. I ended up figuring out for myself that the movie had to be fake. There's no way that they would just show people dying in the movie theater. And
then
I moved to Florida and... There were Steak and Shake commercials with Heather wearing a name tag that said Heather. Yeah, man. Oh, we get the little fat kid, don't we?
We do,
who grew into Chris Pratt in Jurassic World.
So the legend goes.
That's what they say. That's what they say.
So this is Alan Grant, who is pretty much based off of Jack Horner, you're just discussing.
Mm-hmm. The Chickenosaurus guy making fucking terrible decisions. It's such a bad idea, though. Like, hanging out with dinosaurs is awesome, but making any carnivorous dinosaurs is really stupid.
Yeah.
They were apex predators.
Yeah.
The only reason that we are at the top of the food chain right now, yes, because we have guns and weapons. But realistically, it's because there's nothing bigger than us that wants to eat us aside from the occasional crocodile.
Yeah.
Stay the fuck away from water and there's not an issue.
Yeah.
But if you had velociraptors in the woods behind your house the same way that my brother-in-law had, like, zebras and giraffes... around his house in South Africa, we'd be fucked.
Yeah, we'd be extinct.
You'd be, yeah, absolutely.
It would not take long.
See what you did there.
Apparently,
Harrison Ford turned down this role.
I heard that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which you can. I mean, do you think they were just looking at him like in the desert with a hat and just thinking, just Indiana Jones?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's good. I don't want to see Harrison Ford just do another Indiana Jones character.
Oh, yeah, me neither.
I also don't want to see Indiana Jones fight aliens. But
yeah,
sailed on that.
Hey, man, I'm just going to pretend. I'm going to pretend like that didn't happen the same way I pretend that episode 1 didn't happen and the last 10 minutes of episode 3 didn't happen.
Can you imagine in Indiana Jones 5 where he finds dinosaurs? Like, you remember the original Lara Croft, like Tomb Raiders? It was an awesome adventure thing, and then you had fucking dinosaurs pop up.
Yeah.
It was a little weird, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. What was that video game where it was like Mortal Kombat with dinosaurs? You know what I'm talking
about.
There
was a Jurassic Park one.
But before that.
Like Mortal Kombat with dinosaurs?
It was like Mortal Kombat, but with like fucking dinosaurs that like fought and shit.
I don't know.
Okay, it exists. I don't remember the name. It exists.
I remember getting the Jurassic Park version on the PlayStation. I think it was Jurassic Park Warpath or something. You have a bunch of like dinosaurs fighting against each other, and that was my first lesson in never to buy a fighting video game, because it was like 5 fights and then I'd reach the end and I was like, oh, I'm done. Like, I didn't realize fighting games, you're supposed to be, it's like a more of a social thing and you're supposed to replay multiple times. I thought, oh, I finished the game. That's $40. I was done.
Never
in like,
again.
I was done in like 30 minutes and I was like, I guess I don't like fighting games.
Yeah, I got my, when The Lost World came out, GameComs were just starting to come out. Do you remember those? A little brick?
Yeah.
And they were the shit because you were supposed to be able to get on the internet. And in all the commercials, the kids were wireless, but that shit didn't even exist then. My grandma got me a GameCom that year. And the two games she gave me were The Lost World, which was a fucking terrible game, and Duke Nukem 3D.
Oof.
And she passed it back to me, and I'm playing in the back seat in this little black and white GameCom, and all she hears is, I'm going to rip your head off and shit down your neck. And then I never saw my GameCom ever again.
This is another good reason why it wouldn't have been good to have Harrison Ford, because this Richard Attenborough was supposed to be Sean Connery initially. He was offered the role, and he turned it down.
And he probably would have been awesome.
It would have been really good. I mean, yeah.
It would have been a different movie.
Yeah.
He would have been, this guy, this one is lovable, but in the way Michael Crichton writes him, he writes him like a really dark Walt Disney.
Right, yeah.
And Sean Connery could have pulled that, but then he wouldn't have been lovable as grandpa. He would have been weird grandpa, like Vincent Price grandpa. But this guy, he's absolutely lovable.
He's just bumbling and just...
Isn't he the one that narrates all those like BBC like animal shows?
No, that's his brother. That's David Attenborough.
Oh, this is Richard.
This is Richard Attenborough.
Is he dead?
He died a couple of years ago, yeah.
Oh.
I know.
I'm still in my head whenever I watch those. I'm just going to imagine that it's him talking in the sun hat and the linen outfit. That's when I, because this whole time I've thought it was him narrating those BBC things.
Right.
And every time I imagine him in the sound booth wearing that.
Because if you see this one story, he goes like fucking, he's there on location, just like crouched next to the animal. You didn't fucking realize then?
No, dude. No. I drink a lot and I smoke even more. So there's a lot of like bad decisions, I guess. Things that I miss. Day late and a dollar short.
No, completely different people. But yeah, they're brothers. So you were close. You're on the right.
They
path.
Sound the same.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was actually
British people though.
Yeah. I was working in the Jurassic Park area of Universal when I heard about him dying. That was a shame because, you know, you got the music and everything just kind of all adds up to the moment.
When I was in 1993, this movie came out and my mom owned a couple dance schools in South Carolina. And so the year that this came out, we ended up coming down to Orlando to do this big like national dance competition at the Stouffer, which is the Renaissance. By SeaWorld?
Right, yeah.
Okay, but like back in the day.
Sure.
We went to Disney, which was fucking awesome, and we went to Universal. Universal only had, they had the guitar, like the guitar-shaped Hard Rock.
Yeah.
They still had the Psycho House.
Okay.
On
really
premises.
Old. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like 4 years after it opened, or 2 years after it opened. She was 91, yeah.
But this movie had just come out, and in what eventually became the Theater Magic Shop, they had a Jurassic Park exhibit, and the line wrapped all the way down to the I Love Lucy area from the Magic Shop. And so you would go in, and they had the sick Triceratops.
Okay.
They had the large prop pile of poop.
No way.
Yeah. And you could touch the Triceratops. Oh. People were taking pictures like Laura Dern in the movie.
Yeah.
And they would never let you do that shit now.
No, absolutely not.
I'm sure that Triceratops is nowhere near the state of Florida anymore.
No, can be. They used to have, do you ever go and check out when they opened up Islands of Adventure and they had the Triceratops exhibit?
Yeah, where it would pee?
Animatronic. Yeah. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was awesome. But like now, the only thing they bring out like Cars,
yeah,
from like Fast and the Furious, whatever Fast and the Furious movie came out this month,
yeah.
Dotson, you got Dotson here.
This is one of my favorite memes to make. Because there are so many people on the internet who just like brag about anything they can, and I just love cutting them down.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I use this, magicians always bitch on Facebook about, like, they'll call out other magicians for posting a video that, like, tips a gaffe or a method.
Yeah.
And they'll get mad. They'll get, like they did when the Masked Magician specials were happening. And it's laughable. And that's when I use this meme.
Right.
Oh, wait, you make a silk vanish with a fake thumb? See, nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares. Now the magician mafia is going to be in my house tomorrow, bro. It's the worst.
So, never watched Seinfeld, so this is all I know Wayne Knight from, honestly.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we talked about this in Space
What about
Jam.
Third Rock?
Well, no, I watched this first, so when he turned up in Third Rock, I'm like, hey, it's Nedry.
Yeah, Third Rock. Now super I have a happy. Reason to like you.
Yeah.
Because in this, you want him to die the whole time.
Yeah.
And then when it happens, it's almost like that victorious moment where people want to applaud.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is the last movie you saw that, like, there was a fight scene or something and somebody came out victorious and the audience just bust out into thunderous applause? Because it's been a while.
You know, ironically, I think it would probably be Jurassic World. You know,
mm-hmm.
that last battle where you've got the T-Rex and the Velociraptor teaming up against the Indominus
Hero T-Rex, yeah.
And then they fucking corner it to the back of the tank and then the big fucking fish comes up and grabs it. Man, I had the biggest grin on my face. I don't care if the rest of the movie sucks. That is an awesome scene.
Oh, bro, I love Jurassic World. Lost World, I don't hate it, but...
It is definitely...
It's a valid entry into the franchise.
Yeah.
I will give you that.
It's a dumber movie, in a sense. It's definitely just designed to be a little bit more fun.
It was a cash grab.
It's miles better than Jurassic Park 3, though.
Oh, that didn't happen.
That's a terrible...
And as far as I know, in Jurassic World, Jurassic Park 3 didn't happen.
I don't even think Jurassic The Lost World happened in the Jurassic World continuity, and that's what's really kind of...
Isn't The Lost World on the other island?
It is, yeah.
Okay.
But they never reference the fact that the fucking T-Rex went walking down San Diego.
Oh, yeah. See, and that was the last 10 minutes of the movie, and that's a very big thing that would be referenced.
And if that happened, you would think there'd be some real questions raised about a theme park opening. Like, surely, if a T-Rex walked down the streets of San Diego and did what it did, you would think that would kind of end all discussion there of any other dinosaur-based entertainment.
Yeah, yeah. And also...
Hang on, I'm going to stop your thought here a second, because I was reading something interesting about this. Now, there are people... like film students. And I can say this. I studied film for a little bit, but I quickly stopped because
I
realized...
You study film every day.
I went to an arts college to try and become a filmmaker, and a lot of that involved studying film, and I quickly realized I fucking hated it because I was in a class full of people that would look at the scene and try and interpret things that fucking aren't there, honestly. The mise-en-scène and shit, you know, they're looking like, why do you think the director chose the colors of these curtains to be in this scene? I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Like,
And on a really big production, I'm pretty sure the director might not have even given a shit. Yeah. I'm pretty sure another employee may have done that, you know? Like,
now, the thing, like, I get, some of it I get, the fact that John Hammond is in white, like the whole movie, and Ian Malcolm is in black. There's like the opposing views represented.
He's positive.
There.
Ian Malcolm's a pessimist the whole time.
Precisely.
He stands for all the negatives, and yeah.
Yeah, and John Hammond is just the eternal optimist in it. Even when fucking, you know, everyone's falling to shit, he thinks he can still save the park and it's going to be a big success. But that scene just there where they're going down in the helicopter and Alan grabs the two opposing sides of the seatbelt to try and hook them together and shit. People look at that and they think that that is foreshadowing for the fact that the dinosaurs are able to
both
reproduce.
The female. Yeah,
yeah.
Absolutely it is, though.
Fuck
just,
off. No, it's not.
He just used two female ends because nature finds a way.
That's bullshit.
That is not bullshit.
That is not.
That is a conscious thought.
That is not a conscious decision gone into making that. That is a throwaway gag.
No. It is treated like a throwaway gag, but it is for you think it's a throwaway gag, and then at the end, you fucking it was foreshadowed.
Get fucked. It is not.
No way. Bro, I will believe that was foreshadowing before I'll believe that little fat fucker's Chris Pratt.
See, I don't believe that's just a fun theory, like the Pixar theory. There's no fucking way it's true. But
well, I mean, okay, but we say that, but nowadays there are fan theories that end up becoming canon.
Yeah.
Where there numerous times, okay, you don't want Supernatural, right?
No, no.
There was a character, there was a prophet, his name was Chuck, and then he disappeared and another prophet showed up. And then Chuck showed back up like a few seasons later. And in the show, the canon is one prophet, when one prophet dies, the next one becomes a prophet. You can't have two at once. But when Chuck
showed, Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yeah, so when Chuck showed back up for like a throwaway bit scene a couple seasons later, all the fans were like, Chuck is God. In Supernatural, God dipped out before episode one. God has never showed up. So Chuck is God. And then this last season, the showrunners were like, fuck it, we're bringing Chuck back. Chuck is God. And it's just a really good theory that sounded better than whatever the fuck they were working on.
All right. I get what you're saying, but you're full of shit.
That was foreshadowing, then. That is totally foreshadowing. Okay, this is kind of dated looking now on your nice TV.
Yeah.
This looks great on my little shitty, like, 20-incher.
Right, yeah. watching back in 1995 on TV or whenever the fuck this first came out.
Oh, I mean now.
It's
your TV, though, is like a nice TV you can see.
This movie...
It looks like a video game where... It looks like they haven't installed all the textures yet.
It's buffering still. Yeah. It's jarring. Yeah, this is the first time I've really looked at it in a while. It doesn't. That's just the problem with technology now, though.
But we're gonna get to the Velociraptors, and they're gonna look absolutely frightening and real as fuck. Yeah. Because thank you, Stan Winston.
Yeah, whenever you see a real dinosaur, it's gonna be a lot more obvious now, I think, actually.
You see how just. He just throws that out there. We clocked the T-Rex at 32 miles an hour. Mm-hmm. Like it means nothing.
Yeah. So blasé about the whole thing.
See? He knows. Terrible idea. Terrible idea. Part of him's like, all dinosaurs, and then part of him's like, we're gonna die. Do they sell Hammond's cane at Universal?
I've never seen one.
Because you would think that should be a higher end thing they sell in the shop.
I don't think they don't sell any high end items except for Harry Potter, honestly.
But don't they sell a few expensive ass I mean, I know they used to sell a few expensive ass things in the Mummy gift shop. I don't know if they do now. Those fake Egyptian things. But that and Hogwarts, yeah, they've got to be the only two like real high end things.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not like Disney where you go into that little sword store in the bottom of the castle and it's not for tourists.
No.
It's.
I'm pretty sure they sell his hat, but I don't think I've ever seen the cane.
That's some bullshit. I can buy his hat fucking at any Claire's, you know, but I want that cane. I'm pretty sure I've seen Blossom wear that hat.
Who?
I forget you didn't live in America during like the prime Joey Lawrence
Who?
Era. Whoa. No, nothing.
Nothing.
Oh my god, Blossom. You gotta jump on that Blossom train. It's a good train to be on.
Just tell me where to pick it up and I will.
It is a 90s show named around the same time as Clarissa Explains It All.
Okay. Sure.
But not Nickelodeon.
That's a reference I get.
Yeah, Blossom was like actual network, whereas Clarissa was Universal.
Okay. This might be a show my wife knows about.
Fucking goddamn right your wife knows about it. I bet you she owns a Blossom hat.
And there's Ian Malcolm using the extinct line, which I'm sure... Man, I learned so much about making movies from this, the making of for this thing.
Yeah.
And I think we talked about this before. This is one of my favorite making of documentaries ever released for a movie, because they do not shy away from just how fucking... like wrong things went.
Oh,
like
yeah.
They spent so like 2 years of pre-production they spent making the animals, making the dinosaurs out of like clay stop motion, like Jason and the Argonauts and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Until I think it was Dennis Muren was the guy at ILM who wanted to prove to Steven Spielberg that you could really make these animals in a computer and it would look photorealistic. And he did it, and Steven Spielberg was just blown away, and he decided he wanted to do all the fucking dinosaurs like that. And the poor guys who'd spent, like, you know, not just 2 years making the things for this movie, but their whole fucking livelihood now. Just fucking extinct. And of course they took that line, and just to really fucking throw salt in the wound, threw it into the movie as well.
yeah.
Now, what's Richard, I keep calling him Richard Hammond, like the guy from Top Gear. What's John Hammond's end game here? Because this whole movie starts off with him fucking sitting in front of the screen and talking to people.
It looks like he is going to have to sit there for every fucking tour.
Exactly. Or he's just doing it for this one presentation, in which case that's a fuck ton of effort on his part.
Yeah.
But yeah, is he going to just, for the rest of his life, just fucking do these little videos every 20 minutes?
No, he's going to call Stan Winston back, and Stan's going to build a animatronic Hammond.
It's crazy. Here's our exposition scene, where we just get through all the fucking bulk of all the science of the novel.
There's no way that's actual real sap for that shot.
No, of course
there's
not.
No way. They must have been pouring like syrup or some bullshit.
Yeah, honey, yeah.
Which, from the TED Talk, can't do this.
Although recently, last year, they said that they had found
actual like flesh and tissue and
fossilized
shit.
Bones that had like blood cells and shit, mm-hmm. which is a lot more likely to be able to do this sort of stuff.
Yeah, and I mean, even within the case of the woolly mammoth, the only reason they would be able to do that is because they have found like flesh mm-hmm. and shit in glaciers.
Yeah, never found a frozen dinosaur, have they?
Fuck no, hell no. That'd be awesome though, but I would assume it's a reptile. They wouldn't be in the snow.
But wasn't there an ice age brought on by the meteorite?
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure they all died of starvation before all the glaciers and all the snow formed.
I don't fucking know.
You know, like, I would think a dinosaur would die quicker than the ice age would get, like, full tilt.
Yeah.
But then once the ice age happened, we had dire wolves and shit. Like, real dire wolves. Like, did you know that dire wolves, like, the Game of Thrones-sized dire wolves were real, and their only natural predator was saber-toothed tigers?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, bro. I want a fucking dire wolf. Okay, wait, backtrack. I want a dinosaur.
Yeah.
That's
what I mean, if we're wishing for shit, let's...
Yeah, if we're just the fucking throwing it
but
out there.
If you could have a pet dinosaur, I would... What would you pick? Because I'd pick the fucking baby from Dinosaurs.
That's pretty funny.
I would not pick one of these fucking things. Like, they seem way more trouble than they're worth. Even the smallest ones, the fucking cute little... Compsognathuses or whatever the fuck.
Mm-hmm.
You get enough of them together, it'll tear you apart.
I'd want to try Ceratops so I could put a saddle
like
on him.
Like in Jurassic World.
Uh-huh.
There was a scene in this movie, they actually built a fucking little baby Triceratops for exactly that shot, and it just didn't... They got cut before they filmed it.
Basically. Oh, no, I want a grown Triceratops. So when I say saddle, I mean box, like a war elephant.
Look at this. It's taking all three of them to push that up, and yet it's just one John Hammond is able to raise that bar. He's not such a frail old man.
No. And if people can just push up the safety bar, then that's not,
yeah,
not safe.
I mean, okay, sure, it looks like it takes the effort of three people to do it working in tandem, but then he can just fucking do it.
Mm-hmm.
He is.
And this
a
little
God
guy, I expect him to start talking about time. You don't watch Mr. Robot?
Who's that?
The Asian dude.
Dr. Wu?
Yeah, the one on Law & Order SVU.
No.
Yeah.
I don't watch that. I don't watch procedurals. I don't watch Mr. Robot. Is he and all that shit?
Yeah, he is the shrink on Law & Order SVU, which is the greatest show in syndication history.
Okay.
And he's also... I guess you would call him the... I don't know if he's an antagonist, maybe the puppeteer pulling all the strings in Mr. Robot.
Okay.
He's a transvestite hacker that has, like, hitmen on, like, call. He's
okay.
A badass in that.
He's definitely pulling some strings in the overall Jurassic World.
Fuck yeah, he is. way more important and scary as a person in Jurassic World than he is in
this. It's like, what happened to him in the 20 years between this movie and the next movie?
Well, I would assume all this shit goes down and then all your work gets taken from you. I'd be pretty pissed.
Yeah, I can see it.
Yeah, because this can't
be
some
serious backstory coming.
Yeah, this can't be something they just threw together in the last 6 months. Like, this is, and with everything being built, they've been on this island for years.
Yeah. This is a really cool scene. It's cute when they do this at Islands of Adventure.
Mm-hmm.
What is your favorite moment?
Velociraptors in the kitchen.
Okay, cool, cool.
I gotta give the Velociraptor. Yeah, it was either that or Sam Jackson's arm.
Shit, I keep forgetting Sam Jackson's in this. I think I'm going to go for... God, I like the T-Rex chase scene.
I like the goat.
Yeah, I like that whole scene. It's like 10 minutes long, though, where you fucking see the T-Rex for the first time in the rain and everything, and it's so...
Which would have been nice if they would have warned fucking Stan Winston about that.
Yeah. That's one of the best parts of the documentary as well, when they fucking... when they show what happens when the T-Rex gets wet, and it just gets the fucking shakes. It's incredible, because it literally looks like it's shaking itself off like a dog, and it's just malfunctioning. That's the crazy thing. It's this 15,000-pound robot drenched in latex that's just absorbed all the water from the scene.
The robot that could legitimately kill you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder what its full capabilities were. Like, if you had some douchebag behind the controls, like, how much damage could the T-Rex really, really do when it starts malfunctioning? You know?
Well, the scene where the T-Rex attacks and the lawyers run out of the Jeep. You'll see it when we come in here, when mm-hmm. we get to it, but the door's open, and Lex, I think it is, reaches over to try and close the door, mm-hmm. and then as soon as you hear the door shut, that T-Rex fucking jerks very, very fast. It's got some, like, it's got some speed, but it's also fucking heavy. So, it's kind of like having a fucking truck. Just go from, like, 0 to 60 or something in a very small space. So, yeah, it could do some real damage.
I wonder what this cow's name is. It's got to be in the credits.
Mooing in Fear. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm. So, Steve got a line. I'm just calling him Steve now as a placeholder. And this. How is this not a thing at Universal? How do we not just have a raptor enclosure?
They can just walk around. And it's literally just a bunch of bushes that shake back and forth.
Yeah. Yeah. Because
that would be fucking entertaining,
That'd
honestly.
Be so cool. Occasion.
And every now and again, you drop an animatronic cow in, and you bring it up, and the thing's all... That's a really...
Fuck it. Just keep one real cow. Drop him in there, and let them swap out the harness for a fake one, and then you're just leading the cow out through all the vibrating bushes.
That's a really easy... entertainment show to put together, actually.
Right, they've already got the shaky bushes in the ride. Why not just do it? Fuck it. Give me the shaky bushes. Give me one dude in that really good Velociraptor cot. Don't even give me the whole costume. Just give me the face, so occasionally it can peek up.
Or just the tail.
Yeah,
just a tail.
That's all you need. Yeah.
Like in The Lost World when they're going through the long grass, and all you see is the guy fucking fall to the ground and then a tail whip up.
Yeah, yo, those fucking velociraptors are tactically sound. Mm-hmm. Militarized dinosaurs is the dumbest fucking idea I've ever heard.
I was not on board with that when the first idea for the fourth Jurassic Park movie
was. Oh, with
was
the weird, like, human dinosaur hybrid?
Yeah, it's like, yeah, they were genetically engineered to be soldiers and shit. I'm like, that's fucking stupid.
Did you see the interview with the director about the new because Jurassic World was the start of a trilogy, mm-hmm. And he was talking about the next one, And he's like, rest assured, we're not going to have militarized dinosaurs. I did think it was a cool idea, mm-hmm. but cool when it's the rantings of a crazy person, not mm-hmm. as an actual...
As a plot point and device. And...
yeah. It is yeah. something your bad guy talks about.
Yeah, it is. It has... It's like sharks with freaking laser beams on their heads. It's just that comically bad, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Yeah. They're like wings on your penis. Have you heard Wings on My Penis?
No.
When this is done, there is a new Dianford song off their new album,
mm-hmm.
And it's called Wings on My Penis, and Little Tommy Terror is rapping it, and Little Tommy Terror is like a little boy
okay.
that raps, and it is vulgar as fuck, and it's about wings on your penis.
Okay, I gathered.
And it doesn't sound like a good... It sounds like just something like that, like mm-hmm. sharks with laser beams, you okay. know? Like... It sounds good, but don't really need wings on my penis. How would you fly? You know, think
yeah,
about it.
How
you
big
would,
are these wings?
You would, yeah.
Because if they get big, like, they'd get in the way. My penis is for other things.
You would fly around penis first. You'd be in the hangy position like Neo when they pull him up out of yeah. the goop in First Matrix.
You'd look like it was just, every time you take off, he'd be like the fucking Rapture. Everyone get real confused.
yeah.
Oh, man. Jeff Goldblum is just one of the finest fucking actors.
I love Jeff Goldblum in everything.
I love how every time he's in a scene, he looks like he's just making it up on the spot, you know? But that's believable. It's, he just feels like he's making it up and it's not rehearsed at all. It's just so believable.
Mm-hmm.
And particularly in this film, it's like one of his, I think it was one of his best roles.
Absolutely.
Would you yeah. want to see him come back in a new one?
Sure. As like a cameo.
Uh-huh.
I think his character knows better than to go to the fucking island.
Like in Lost World, is that kind of what sticks at you for a bit?
Well, even think about it. If the Lost World didn't happen, let's just go mm-hmm. on that assumption that
they
the
just
Lost...
retcon the whole thing. It's yeah, just Jurassic Park, then Jurassic World.
Yeah. But his character was here.
Mm-hmm. And so the last we saw him, he's being carried out on a stretcher from this place.
Yeah, and if it's going to be a sequel to Jurassic World, some shit just went down. Jeff Goldblum's character is way too fucking smart than like to be going back to the island after like the same mm-hmm. thing happened twice.
Yeah.
And I would totally dig him as like a cameo or as the
just
voice of
a
reason.
The guy on TV, just like, I fucking told him.
Yeah.
I fucking told them. Yeah. 20 years ago.
Let him be like a pundit just talking about how everybody associated with the park is retarded. Yeah, like I'm on board with him.
Like the guy in the wheelchair from Batman v Superman. Just like.
yeah, yeah. Fucking Jeff Goldblum. And honestly... Jeff Goldblum deserves second billing. His chest deserves first billing.
Oh, my.
It should have been on the credits. Jeff Goldblum's chest, played by himself.
Each of his abs gets, like, 6 credits.
Hell yeah, bro. Yeah. I know he's... At this point, he's got to be sick of having to sign the picture
uh-huh.
of him reclining with his chest out. Because it's a fucking sexy-ass Jeff Goldblum right there. I'll tell
Is that
you
your,
what.
You should pick that as your favorite moment.
I saw a cosplay from Comic-Con. You know the girls that walk around at the dresses, but their skirts are actually round tables and like they sell hors d'oeuvres on them?
Okay, yeah.
I saw a dude that built a fake Jeff Goldblum body with the chest exposed, and he just, like, crouched under it with his head sticking through and walked around laying down the whole time. And it looked like it could not have gotten through the aisles between the booths easily.
Doesn't matter, man. People will come to him.
Yeah, yeah. I would rock that all day.
That's amazing. I read a really cool story about the kid who plays Tim here, because, wow, he is really fucking little, like you see in that shot. He, Joseph Marazzello or something like that, mm-hmm. He auditioned for the role of Robin Williams' kid in Hook, and he didn't get it because he was too young at the time, but Steven Spielberg was super fucking impressed, and he kind of consoled him afterwards. He says, like, don't you worry, I'm going to put you in my next movie, and the next movie is Jurassic Park. I'm like... that's a pretty fucking good consolation prize.
Yeah, you won on that, kid.
Yeah.
Because I love Hook, but I really don't like that little kid that's just stunned. That,
yeah.
That little kid, the whole time, you're like, Robin Williams, don't be nice to him. Don't fucking give him a hug. He's a little shithead.
Yeah. Like, just focus on your daughter.
Yeah, Robin Williams may have been a shitty father, but you got a pretty shitty son, too.
Yeah. Just cut your losses.
Yeah, yeah. Just Hook took him. Let it happen.
Yeah. So I just thought that was really cool. But now, I tell you what, it does look like he has a very creepy infatuation with this older man in this scene.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does.
What else was I going to say about him? Oh, yeah. What a stupid fucking idea to send your kids to go to their grandpa's dinosaur island when it's just fucking testing. It's not even open. Like, it's a... I mean... Jurassic World, yeah, the parents send the kids off to enjoy it, but
while
at that
they're
point,
getting their fucking divorce?
Yeah. But then, I mean, the island's been open for a long time to the point where people are fucking bored of dinosaurs, apparently, and they have to make up new ones that didn't even exist.
Yeah.
But at least you know it's a sound concept and it works. I mean, why the fuck are they here? Honestly, this is the worst weekend for a visit.
Yeah. Oh, kids. I got to see what kids think about it. No, kids are going to fucking love it. They're dinosaurs.
Trust us. Kids will love it. It's the parents you got to win over. Kids aren't spending the money to come here. Get to the parents.
Why didn't you build in Orlando? Because of what's going to go down. That's exactly why. You fucking knew it. Now, okay, the hurricane hits, right?
Yeah.
And it makes things difficult for Nedry.
Yes.
Does it really make things difficult for anybody else? I mean, yeah, the T-Rex thing in the paddock, the rain sucks, but that would have sucked without the rain. The fact that it's raining, the fact that there is a hurricane going on doesn't seem like it alters their situation in any way, shape, or form.
No, but it does make it worse when there's no power. I mean... Yeah, if he just dropped the power and it was a beautiful sunny day, yeah, dinosaur would have gone out and everything. That's still a bad situation.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, yeah, you're right. It doesn't make things... I mean...
The only person that...
It makes the bad situation worse, I think.
Yeah, but the only person... They do that foreshadowing of the hurricane coming. The only person that it directly affects is Nedry.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
You know, like, everybody else...
Everyone else, it's more about the powers out is what actually fucks them over.
Yeah, for everybody else, it's just, like, a kind of shitty rainstorm while way more shittier things are happening.
No, it's really funny. Do we still have the gate at Islands of Adventure just before you get to the King Kong area, or did they move that completely now? It must have been moved, I think.
Uh-huh.
Because technically, like, Skull Island can't be inside Jurassic Park. But that's funny. Like, approaching the sign... Where the sign was at Islands, like, what do you got in there, King Kong? Well, now they do. Like, they just opened that ride right past that gate, where that gate used to be in Islands of Adventure.
And this is what it's like at Animal Kingdom.
Oh,
there's hippos? Where are the fucking hippos?
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, like the only things you're guaranteed to see, you'll see the top of a fucking giraffe.
And a child's disappointment.
Yeah, and lions being lazy.
And a lion just giving you the finger. Just
yeah.
Like.
Yeah, they're telling you about the warthogs. I don't see any fucking warthogs. I see your fake warthog tusk marks in the concrete.
Every person on the animal safari is Alan Grant right there, banging the window like, damn.
Yeah, have you done the night one, though?
No, not yet. What the fuck can you see then?
Well, they have it lit so that it consistently looks like the sun. The sunset is like over the horizon.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of those animals are actually active at night.
Oh, okay. So it tricks them into staying up all night.
Yeah, yeah. The next time, if you get the chance, go do the night Kilimanjaro Safari, because that is honestly the only good time I've ever done the Kilimanjaro, and I've done them a bunch.
Oh, really? All right, I'll give it a try.
Nedry is such a cocksucker, though. This man writes your check. Shut the fuck up.
He's a petulant child.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, everything's my problem. Yeah.
See? And if Hammond would have just grown some balls and fired this punk ass right now, whole thing wouldn't have happened.
Yeah, it's true. He's... I think he's watching Jaws. I think I just saw the shark attack a boat from Jaws on his team. He's not even fucking working. That has to be an Easter egg. I'll find that out.
Yeah. Doesn't Spielberg do that?
I would. Yeah.
Yeah. He throws his friends' movies into like his shit.
Yeah.
With like E.T. and Star Wars and stuff.
Yeah.
And
yeah. Fuck it. Give yourself some credit as well. That's something we didn't touch on. Yeah. The house Spielberg got this. Obviously, the rights to the movie were sold before the book was even finished. And there was kind of a bidding war brewing, but in the end, Michael Crichton just set the price at $1.5 million and interviewed, and just spoke with all the different directors that were interested.
Because he knew.
Yeah.
He knew it's a good concept.
Yeah, and he wanted to kind of control over who was going to do the best job. And I think, who applied? There was a bunch of kind of famous directors that reached out, but one that leapt out at me was James Cameron. James Cameron was like really bummed that he didn't get it. But then he watched this version, and he was like, actually, probably for the best, because apparently his version was going to be more aliens and more action-oriented.
Of course it was.
Which, I mean,
he does that well, but that's not this movie. That's not what this story needs.
It's not the same thing.
There's a really good job, though. Like, I'm not saying this is Spielberg's magnum opus, because I'm pretty sure he thinks that that's Schindler's List. It's fucking not. But this is up there.
That was the movie he was working on while this was in post-production as well. He went straight from this into Schindler's List.
How the fuck do you go from T-Rexes to...
It fucking destroyed him. Like, he said, you know, you're doing such a hard-hitting and kind of a personal project like Schindler's List during the day. Mm-hmm. And then you go in the evenings, you've got to look at dinosaurs and hear from the special effects guys about like these tiny little technical hurdles.
You have to do production on an awesome movie that is probably fucking like
kids running around and eating Jell-O and shit.
Yeah, that has to be physically taxing.
Yeah,
you know, to work on a set like that. So you go from that to like emotionally being fucked like that.
Yeah, he said he had to take like an hour every day before he was even ready to start looking at this film to start working on it, because Schindler's List was just so fucking draining, you know?
Yeah, that's a really sad movie, though.
Yeah. I love this quote, by the way. I use this as well a lot when shit's supposed to be somewhere and it's not. You know?
Yeah.
It's the worst. I think I've done it on the animal safari as well, Kilimanjaro safari. Like, so you do eventually plan to have animals on this animal tour. And it's always awkwardly quiet in the car. And I can tell I'm the most hated man in the car right now.
Oh my God. I want to go to Animal Kingdom tomorrow just so I can do that.
Yeah. And I'll just let it hang, and I'm like, hello? Like, just breathe on nothing.
Oh my God, that's so funny. Put your hand flat like a hieroglyphic. There was not a better word. Like, I'm sure there's an abundance of other things that you've probably done in your life that required you to put your hand flat that don't involve, like, ancient Egyptology.
Yeah.
Mock surprise. Oh, God.
Any excuse.
Yeah. There's a couple card tricks I do that I only do because it requires me to hold a girl's hand.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm not even going to lie. I took a lesson from him. It's only trashy if they know.
Great. I love this. This is a perfect example. Just talk. It's another great example of him just bringing, like, no, like Jim Carrey was supposed to be was interested in playing that role.
Oh God,
that would have been so different.
Yeah, know? It would have been too funny.
Yeah, like he is just, I don't know.
However, it probably would have made the must drive faster line a lot funnier.
Maybe, yeah. But I mean, I don't know. Would you, if you saw Jim Carrey with his chest out, what would you have thought?
I mean, yeah.
We'll never know.
Because all we knew about him was Ace Ventura at that point, right?
Yeah.
And in Living Color?
Yeah. I guess he was in The Mask.
Was The Mask 93? Was The Mask a little after? Was it this early?
I thought Mask was 90. Maybe it's 94. I think it's 94, actually.
It sounds about right, because Cameron Diaz is in it.
Yeah.
And a bunch of other actors that you don't really see often. Yeah. Like Dorian. When the fuck did you see that guy again?
What a meathead.
Right?
Now, this grass is pretty short. Why has no one else seen that dinosaur up until now? I mean, I know we're very low to the ground.
The camera was so low, yeah.
But like, he just stopped everybody.
Oh, it's such a cool prop. It was such a cool prop in person, man.
It's so cool. This was the first dinosaur that any of the actors saw. Like, this was the first scene they shot with a real dinosaur prop.
Oh, yeah, because the Brontosaurus is just
CGI. Yeah. So this is the first real one they see, and they're so fucking impressed. Everybody except for the kid, for Tim, I think it was. Tim was super, like, let down by this thing, because he's like, it's the first dinosaur he gets to see, and it's not doing anything. Mm-hmm. It's just laying there. Like, fuck off. It looks so good. It looks much better than... Actually, you know what? There's one scene in Jurassic World where they come across that, like, herd of, I think it's apatosaurs or something, that have just been massacred by the Indominus. And they do the same kind of thing where it's like it's dying in their arms and shit. That's a really cool scene as well, because it's the only real one that uses an animatronic.
Yeah.
And it's also kind of the most believable.
Absolutely.
I hope, from what I'm reading as well, Jurassic World 2 is going to do more of that. Going to have more animatronics.
Fucking, I hope so.
I think they listen. They're saying, like, we hear you. And the general rule of this movie is that if it's a full body dinosaur moving, yeah, it's going to be CGI. But anytime it's a close up or something, it is a physical dinosaur. Uh-huh. Which is the kind of way it should be, honestly.
Yeah.
If you can do it physical, do it physical.
Absolutely. And the physical ones look amazing and don't suck you out of it. But the jarring CG, definitely.
It's going to be interesting with both the T-Rex scene in the rain, which the T-Rex scene in the rain holds up better because it is... in the rain. That hides a lot of the flaws of
but
the
even
CG.
Because most of the T-Rex scene at the paddock, the T-Rex is animatronic, you know, and then he's running after him. And yeah, the rain and dark will cover any sin.
Mm-hmm. But when we come back, like the next scene we're going to see him in the sun is when he's chasing the Gallimimus herd.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to look very jarring as well.
Yeah.
The velociraptors in the kitchen, I don't know, it's dark, so I think that might mask a lot of it, because there's a good mix of physical...
Yeah, but most of the velociraptors in the kitchen are people in suits.
But also, you know, scenes where they, like, jump up on the kitchen. And
yeah, but the majority, like, there's only a small amount that's actually CG, like, as far as, like, screen time goes.
Yeah.
Okay, I saw how short that Triceratops legs were. How is he taking a dump that tall? What is he dumping and then it just keeps pouring out, and so by the end of it, he's basically sitting
on top of it?
Yeah, and his
you
legs
see
are dangling?
You see episode of South Park where Randy Marsh tries to take the world's biggest shit?
That's what happened.
That's exactly what happened. Did a little spiral as he went up. Like,
yeah.
Oh, God. Just ends up sitting on top of a pile of shit here. No wonder it looks so fucking distressed. Like, its asshole must have been ripped open.
I like how Alan Grant's the only one that stepped in shit.
So that's interesting. I read in the 3D version, which I feel like we should be watching now since you bring such a highlight about Jeff Goldblum's abs.
Right.
I haven't watched it in the 3D yet, but I'm kind of curious as to what that's like now.
Oh, man.
In the 3D version, they actually added lightning to that shot. And also, there's a shot later on in the where the T-Rex attacks, where apparently there's a stage light visible. Because that whole scene, obviously, is on the stage. Most, I think this is the only physical dinosaur that was shot...
On a location
in Hawaii, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure this must be, like, actual footage of the hurricane that hit. Because, like, they weren't planning for a hurricane. And mm-hmm. then it fucking came in and wiped out a lot of their sets in Hawaii.
Damn.
Again, the making of documentary does not gloss over this like most making ofs do now. Like, oh, everything's fine. The crew loved, the cast was great, worked together fantastic, real chemistry. This movie fucking laid it out as it was. Like, oh man, we kind of got fucked up on a couple of things here. We spent so much money on
these
fake
dinosaurs.
Did you
just see the glint in that?
No.
That's not even... You can see the seam where they poured the acrylic on both sides for the mosquito inside of his cane. As he's turning it, when it gets to the actual seam, you can see it like reflect
straight
the light different.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what he was looking for.
Right? You know somebody had to have caught that.
Mm.
There's two spots on the amber that you shouldn't show. How hard is that? Execute?
And we have it turned down low so we can read the subtitles and not pick up the recording, but this has such a good soundtrack.
Oh, yeah, absolutely it does. This movie's got a great soundtrack.
I think this is one of the first soundtrack CDs. Like, my dad picked it up for some reason, but I listened to this so much.
One of my favorite scores, The Mummy with Brendan Fraser.
Yeah, really fun, actually.
That whole soundtrack is amazing.
Really well done.
Yeah. Even when you're not watching the movie and you listen to it, you're like, I feel pyramids.
Yeah.
Man, he's a smart little hacker right there. Yeah, fuck Ned Rebro. Did you have all the toys?
Man, I got so many toys from this film.
Mm-hmm. I had the headquarters with the fence that went around. I had all the cars. I had all the dino damage T-Rex and the Triceratops. And
I had the dinosaur. I had the T-Rex that roared,
mm-hmm.
pressed in the stomach and shit. Man, I don't know if it's just my memory, but that was a really good sculpt. Actually,
yeah, absolutely, it was
a few things spelt wrong on these. Stegosaurus.
And he also stomped.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I got. God, I remember because I used to come over to New York as a kid for a lot of times, and this was right around the time of this movie, and America got all the cool toys that the UK didn't. So I got so many Jurassic Park toys from Toys R Us over here. I had a whole bunch of die-cast figures for dinosaurs who aren't even in the fucking movie. And they had like little trading cards that came with that showed scenes that never happened. But they were in the shooting script. Like, it just shows how far they do these toys in advance. There's a scene in the script where the T-Rex chases them down a river or something. Like, T-Rex is on the shore and they're floating down a river. There's a whole... fucking thing of that. And then pterodactyls as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
pterodactyls.
Yeah.
There were a whole bunch of pterodactyl toys. You don't see a pterodactyl until the very last 5 seconds of Lost World.
They also had Jeeps, the Jeep toys that would throw the net that were not even in the movie.
Yeah. Yeah, I had that as well. Yeah, I had pretty much fucking every single toy for this.
Yeah,
incredible.
Man.
I had a Dilophosaurus. It was like a squeezy toy. Uh-huh. Spit water.
Yeah, I did too, man. Yeah. You came to New York a bunch. That's the weirdest thing, though. Like, I hear that from European friends all the time. Like, yeah, I used to come to America on holiday, but Americans don't fucking do that shit. They're there's a small number of Americans that can afford to go to another country on holiday. They normally go on like a road trip. But y'all Europeans, I don't know if people just rape us for our money here so we're all broke, but y'all are able to come over here a lot more than we were able to go over there.
I am noticing that. Now I live over here, I can't afford to go back over there. I'm noticing that a lot.
And you talk to a bunch of Americans, and like you used to come like to other countries on holiday with your family a lot as a kid, and you talk to a lot of other Americans, and you find out most of them haven't even left.
Yeah. It's weird. I do know, like, it's a whole, bunch of fucking reasons, but I know things are actually...
It's like base income, like
base
more
income is much higher.
Yeah.
I mean, the exchange rate, before the exchange rate kind of sucks. Yeah, base income was much better. You got a lot more paid time off as well. Like, a lot of people can't afford to take the time away to have a vacation.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things like that kind of play into it, so.
That sign, did you see that at that comic shop that used to be on iDrive?
Yeah, I remember that.
Hey, guys, look, we got the sign. You're going to want to buy it, though, for this spin. Nedry's people in Cambridge. That implies a way larger backstory.
I know. I want to know more about Nedry.
Yeah, who the fuck is friends with Nedry at Cambridge?
Cambridge.
I'm pretty sure. Wait. How do you spell it?
C-A-M. Like camera.
Okay.
But not like...
Now, are they talking about the UK, or are they talking about the America that was named after the UK? Cambridge?
Oh, in that case, maybe. I don't know. I mean, if he's got contacts in the UK, that is a backstory I want to hear.
Yeah. And I mean, even if they're talking about the American one, obviously we name a bunch of shit after shit that y'all had.
Mm-hmm.
So did we just name it after y'all and then start mispronouncing it?
Well, maybe you're just trying to avoid litigation and just... It's not
Cambridge. I mean,
it
may be an aluminum aluminium thing, too.
Yeah.
I did not believe you for the longest that y'all just spell it wrong. Differently.
Yeah.
Differently. Y'all spell it differently. It's still wrong, but you spell it differently. Although, aluminum, when I used to work in the magic shop, we'd sell cups and balls. I'd sell them in copper. I also sold aluminum ones, but I would call them aluminium, and people would buy them a lot quicker because it sounds fucking fancy.
You're right. Aluminium? What is this? What is this space age metal?
The same shit that Wolverine's got, right?
I did not have these night vision goggles.
Oh, I didn't either.
No.
No.
Not that rich.
Uh-uh. And that was a cool callback in Jurassic World.
That he found those and yeah, they worked. Yeah.
I like to assume they're the exact same pair.
Absolutely.
I know they're not.
Absolutely. This cool effect, I'm going to get the shots ready because we're... almost there. This is a very cool effect. It was accomplished one day before they had to film the scene. All the technical stuff that go into this movie, you would think it'd be super easy to make ripples appear from the center of a glass of water, and apparently it's not. They tried everything they could for weeks on end to get this effect, and then the day before they had to shoot the scene, one of the visual effects... Oh my god. Sorry, one of the visual effects artists was playing his guitar, and he placed a glass of water on the guitar strings and just started strumming away, and that fucking did it. The vibrations from the guitar string made the effect. So the day before the shoot, they laced these guitar strings through the car, and then some guy was under the car just strumming away in order to get those circles, which are now synonymous with Jurassic Park. I just picked these, by the way, because we've got like three different colors and it kind of reminds me of Mr. DNA. I've got blue, yellow, and red vodka.
Hey, bro. Blue and like different colors look way more appetizing than that regular shitty tasting
vodka. Now, look, if they're so concerned about staying together and he runs away, why don't they follow him? I mean, it's a good job they don't.
Yeah.
But, you'd think, you know, those kids are staying remarkably fucking calm.
That is a true statement, sir.
All right, as soon as the T-Rex comes out, takes those couple of steps and does his first roar to the camera right, that's my favorite. That's one of my most memorable shots of this movie. Oh, here it is.
Oh, man.
Like, this is a scene when you're just like, oh, holy fucking shit. This is amazing.
It's kind of jarring.
It's a little jarring, but you know what?
It's better than the first one.
My nostalgia, I think, is kind of glossing, is helping to mask it, you know?
And that shot looks great.
Yeah. Watching this right now, yeah, objectively, I'd say it's a little dated, but it's taken me back to watching it for that very first time. Mm-hmm. And seeing a beast as big as that moving for the, you know?
Yeah.
Never seen it before this. You would never see anything as big as that look so convincing.
It is definitely the best CG dinosaur we've seen in the movie yet.
Absolutely.
Turn
and
off
that
the
was a physical effect, and now we're transitioning to a digital effect. You notice that?
Ah.
That was cool.
That was real good. Cheers, sir.
Yay. Oh, here we go. Watch how fast this moves. Right?
Yeah, yo.
Now you can imagine some pissed off tech. God, it's so convincing.
He's like, how do I do this? I can see him. I'm just going to break the shit. Favorite scene in Wayne's World.
I like how they call back to it in The Lost World.
Yeah.
There's that shot and the one where the teeth are right next to the window as well. Mm-hmm. They're both really big shots from this movie, but then they do both of them right, like one after the other in The Lost World.
Now, that's a puppet that's knocking this shit over, right?
Puppet is a strong word, but yes.
You say animatronic, but when there is a guy controlling...
I can't fault you, no.
You know?
No, it's being puppeteered by somebody, yeah.
Yeah, if it was all... And that wasn't supposed to happen.
No, that's... some real fucking theater. And it's going in twice. Can you imagine Spielberg, like the mad genius, just like, keep going. Yes.
Just
yes.
Do it. Don't stop.
Feel it.
They'll be fine. They'll be fine.
That is, I didn't realize for the longest fucking time, although it makes so much sense now, that was a digital car as well.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, this is a digital car.
Yeah.
Now,
you can kind of tell it's a digital car.
Yeah, now I say it, but I don't think...
I wouldn't have caught it if you didn't say it.
Yeah.
Because the people inside of it looked fine, and mm-hmm. your attention's all on the T-Rex anyway.
Absolutely.
Nobody gives it... as if this is the first time you're watching this movie, those kids are about to die.
Mm-hmm. That roar, that is such a good sound as well.
How many animals is that?
That's like 6 or 7 animals. There is so... The sound design is so good on this as well.
Mm-hmm.
Half of what makes the dinosaurs so awesome is their sound.
Yeah, and I mean, how do you you're making sounds of creatures that you have no idea what they actually sounded like? You know, that had to be a very interesting creative process to be like, that doesn't feel right.
Yeah. like how many iterations did they go through?
Let's add some penguin. Oh, yeah. that's just what we're looking for.
And it totally fucking works. It's weird.
Yeah.
Like, I think the one sound that I can really pull out of the T-Rex roar is the elephant.
Mm-hmm.
But it's masked with so many other animals that it feels like a foreign beast.
You know, at least he's not pooping.
Yeah, he's got his pants up.
But if I was going through the situation and cowering from the man-eating dinosaur in the bathroom, mm-hmm. wouldn't you just evacuate your bowels?
Absolutely.
I would take that moment to legitimately take a shit and wait it out. My feet are stuck. Your feet should be shattered, bro.
I love how he just, like, the animal just picks up the guy and shakes him to break all the bones in his body. Like, it's really,
mm-hmm.
it's convincing.
It's like those birds at the Animal Kingdom animal show that the tall bird where they eat reptiles. Have you seen that?
No.
There's this bird, right, that eats like iguanas.
Hang on, can I also say I also love how this T-Rex that was making water ripple is able to sneak up on these guys.
Because he's wearing fucking T-Rex size Patrick Ewing Nikes. That's what's going on. That's how he sneaks in at the end, too.
Fuck, I forgot about how stupid it is at the end.
Yeah, bro, yeah. I fucking love this movie, but if you want to wreck it, you can totally
absolutely
wreck it.
Let's and a big thing, even I didn't understand as a kid, is how the T-Rex came out of the, that right now.
Oh, yeah, no, that whole forest is on a giant elevator. It was up, and then it lowered. But yeah, so there's this bird at fucking Animal Kingdom that eats iguanas, and they're like, no, he grabs the iguanas, he shakes them, just like the T-Rex did, and then he throws the iguana down as hard as he can. And they're like, no, really, here, we have this plastic iguana that we sell in the gift shop, watch this. And they lay the iguana down, and this big-ass bird does exactly what the T-Rex just did.
Really?
Bro, you are... Okay. For one handing it and try and like missing the other cable with a girl on his, it's hard enough to try and rappel just holding on to your hand, mm-hmm. like, that's not possible, Dr. Alan Grant.
Well, you know what? If Harrison Ford was doing it,
it would
we
be
would
possible.
We would expect him to be doing.
Fuck yeah, we would. I don't care how old Harrison Ford like gets. Harrison Ford is that animal that just won't die because he's that badass. He's like Whitney Houston was for the better part of like 15 years. She just wouldn't die.
And then she did.
Yeah, yeah.
All of a
and
sudden.
Bobby Brown didn't kill her. That's what we anticipated. See, I lived down here when Pleasure Island was still open, and Bobby Brown and Whitney would come to town, and Bobby Brown, his spot was Mannequins, the revolving dance floor club that was at Pleasure Island. And Bobby Brown would come to town with Whitney, and you wouldn't know. You would only know that Bobby Brown came to town with Whitney because on the news that night, they were talking about the massive gang fight that broke out at Mannequins that got started by Bobby Brown. No shit.
No way.
Every time.
Oh, man.
oh, man, this is your last fucking hurrah. Oh, he's fucked. And the Dilophosauruses didn't really have blinding, spitting venom, did they?
No, and I don't think they had the frills either. I think...
There's another creature that had the frills.
Mm-hmm.
They like, combined, like, three different things into this dinosaur.
Yeah. And I don't know if it was Michael Crichton or if it was Spielberg.
Hey,
was
but as long... You told us you were throwing in frog DNA and other shit.
Yeah.
So I'll deal with it.
And therein lies now, especially now with Jurassic World and how they admit to kind of taking...
Because now we didn't know, we thought dinosaurs really looked like this, then we found out they had feathers after the fact.
Yeah, so really, the big question becomes with this movie, are they really dinosaurs or are they just genetically modified lizards? Because in the new movie, you know, they take parts of dinosaur, but they also take, like, what is it, the fucking chameleon or something that has the camouflage and scuttlefish and shit.
I think they're not quite dinosaurs, but they're more than lizards or standard reptiles. It's closer to the island of Dr. Moreau than anything else.
Yeah. But at the time, you were like, you know, yay, dinosaurs. But then the more movies they made and the more they kind of... the more backstory, I guess, they kind of filled in on it, and they're like, actually, you know, we're using this and that. And it kind of dampens the kind of the hook of the draw of the story.
And you have big-ass dinosaurs. Where are the big-ass centipedes and the other crazy, like, Jurassic and like, Cretaceous, like, animal? Because I think it's really funny that it's called Jurassic Park and most of these, like, dinosaurs are nowhere near from, like, the Jurassic period.
Like, the Tyrannosaurus is from the Cretaceous, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I remember, like, this movie really got me fucking...
You too?
Yeah, really into dinosaurs.
Thousands of us wanted to be paleontologists for, like, 4 years.
Absolutely.
I had all the dinosaur posters. I could tell you everything. I turned into a little kid.
Nedry, stop trying to make fetch happen. It's not going to happen. That right there is a Mean Girls joke on October 3rd. You're welcome, Internet.
Oh, my God. You need to get off the microphone and make that meme right fucking now.
Oh, man.
Oh, you're lucky. Got the money shot on the chin. It's always worse in the eyes.
My wife makes the same face when I check out another girl. No, I'm just kidding. She's all like, and then it's like,
oh, and now you're screwed. Why was that still in your pocket, dipshit?
Now, this is a massive unanswered question. Like, what happens to this can? Like, I have to imagine they eventually find Nedry, you know?
I got to imagine that this Jeep is covered in mud with a skeleton in it. It's somewhere in the woods during Jurassic World.
Yeah.
I
don't know. No, I feel like... No, and here's the thing. This is... Actually, did I? I don't know. When I'm watching Jurassic World, I was really hoping for a throwback, and I was hoping and dreading. It's the worst thing. Like, I was rooting for it either way.
Mm-hmm.
I really hoped, especially when they found the visitor center, and you got that throwback.
And it's all fucked up.
Yeah. I'm like, I really hope they find the kitchen, they open the fridge, the freezer, and there's a velociraptor frozen in there.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm like, that's really fucking stupid that they would not clear that whole island before, like, checking that sort of shit, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I have to imagine they scoured the whole island to find this guy. Because, you know, he's a person.
But they wouldn't have found the can in the mud.
Yeah, maybe. So
yet.
Yes.
We may get it sometime in the next two.
Absolutely.
Because, I mean, they're not going to go back stateside because that's a terrible idea. And they did that in the second one. What the fuck are they going to do with the next one?
I don't know.
Because Jurassic World is awesome, but it was Jurassic Park with a new cast.
Yeah. So where do you go from there? You've already fucked up the park. Like, everyone is now knows that's a really bad idea. Where do you go other than militarized dinosaurs? And you're not going there, so I'm like, I'm really confused as to where the story's going to go. But I'm also...
If the dinosaurs could leave the island... Obviously, the dinosaurs can procreate. Mm-hmm. Okay? If the dinosaurs can leave the island...
Mm-hmm.
Dinosaurs go where dinosaurs want to go.
You think we get, like, dinosaurs in Vegas?
Bro.
Dinosaurs.
For real.
Dinosaurs gone wild down in Cancun or something.
Yo, for real, man. Yeah, because once the dinosaurs make landfall in South America, we're fucked. They'll make it eventually.
Uh-huh.
We can't... Never mind. It makes me sound like a Trump supporter. I was going to say, we can't keep Mexicans out. Like, how are we going to keep dinosaurs out? I'm not a Trump supporter. I'm totally down for immigrants and Mexicans, but
not dinosaurs.
That was the best analogy I had. Yeah, I'm just not down for dinosaurs in the country. I'm just not. Make America fucking human again. Like, not...
What you're saying is that all dinosaurs are rapists and murderers.
Yeah, well, I'm not saying they're all rapists and murderers. I'm just saying when Jurassic Park sends dinosaurs, they're not sending their best. I'm sure some are really good people.
Oh, dear.
Donald Trump's a complete fucking douchebag. Oh, my God. Did you watch the debate?
Yeah, I watched a little bit.
You can't vote, can you?
I have no say in this. I do not have a horse in this race.
Yet. Eventually, can you?
Depends what happens to the country, I guess. But, yeah.
Yeah, bro. I'm voting, and I'm telling all my friends to vote, like, hardcore.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you tell me you're supporting Trump, then I tell you, hey.
Stay home. Take it
down.
Yeah,
off. I'll buy you an 18-pack.
Let me smoke you out.
Yeah. Let me smoke you out. I'll slip some fucking downers into that joint, and then you're out for, like, 2 days. Make you some weed brownies.
Yeah, I don't want to think about next month.
Yeah, bro. It's going to be bad.
It's going to bum me out. Can we talk more about dinosaurs, please?
Dinosaurs! Oh.
Here's the, is it Charlie Chaplin? That whole thing with the front of the house blowing?
Buster Keaton?
Right, yeah.
The thing almost killed him.
Right.
We're back in the car.
Yeah. So that car... He threw up in that car. He said it.
Yeah. I bet you the vomit just landed on them.
Right.
Continuity, bro. There better be some.
Uh-huh. Oh, he nearly fucking ate shit there. Did you see that?
Oh, man.
It's nice.
Okay, but I don't see any body parts. The fuck are you doing? Is this like a Western movie from the 50s where people get shot but nobody bleeds? I think this is Gennaro.
Is this I'm where looking... he says, remind me to thank John for a lovely weekend? Yeah. Man, he is in very chipper spirits considering the last thing he saw was a dinosaur fucking like nosing him in the ass and sending him flying.
Yeah, yeah. I want some of these Jurassic Park brochures.
Yeah. I was just thinking that, looking at it.
It can't be hard. Somebody's got to have the PDF that you could just print. I know I can print the almanac from Back to the Future.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to have those brochures. Nah.
Just
you need
a bunch of vomit.
Yeah. You need to get your fucking American, or not American, your English Indian tracker friend over here. He's like Tonto with a British accent and a gun. Oh, he knows. It's a bad idea. Bad idea. He's coming. Now, how'd they do that one?
Shit, you know, I have to assume it's the... Well, actually, no.
It's on
not,
a stage.
It's
so
not coming from the center. That was the thing with the cups of water. It was,
that's why
it
they
was,
had to do
it. It was emanating straight from the center. That mm-hmm. one is just... Yeah, happen from anywhere. But you know what's interesting, I think, in Lost World, they do the same thing. He's walking around the camp, mm-hmm. and the T-Rex is coming, and there's footprints. And I think it comes from the center then.
Oh,
they...
God. That first one was kind of jarring. This looks great.
Just scream shit. Just scream shit. The thing, I tell you what's throwing it off, is the T-Rex is a little too bright.
Yeah.
Compared to the rest of the scene. You seeing that?
Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, it looks better than the first dinosaur we saw.
Absolutely it does. As of right now, that is my measuring stick for shitty-looking dinosaur in this uh-huh. movie. Other than that first roar right there at the beginning of the chase, the rest of that chase looked fine.
Right. That's what we wanted the Jurassic Park ride to be, wasn't it, I think?
Yeah. That's all we wanted. We don't ask for much.
Yeah.
We have really, really low standards, too.
As do you, if you're listening to this. All right, this is the most boring scene in the movie, so I'm going to be real quick.
Oh, yeah. The Veggisaurus scene.
Yeah, all the super bad dinosaur dad jokes and shit.
God. Dad jokes. I love dad jokes. This tree would make an excellent climbing tree, though. It's like the Swiss Family Robinson treehouse. Oh. I mean, it looks like a matte painting. No, it's not, but it looks like one. All the brachiosauruses in the distance look like a matte painting that kind of moves.
Yeah, I can't really defend it.
They just do what they do. See, those are the type of dinosaurs you need to be breeding. But weaponized dinosaurs, that's the dumbest shit. You can't weaponize dinosaurs. However, you can fly over a country with a bunch of velociraptors and then just drop them and hope for the best.
Yeah.
It's like the Hulk.
Yeah.
Where the Hulk is just like throwing a grenade in the center of battle and...
just bunkering down.
Yeah. Hunker down, give it a thumbs up. Hope he does good. do you think he saw us? Oh, that's funny, Tim. That's so funny.
Go for the combo.
I got one for you, Tim. What do you call a lesbian dinosaur? Oh, God. It's a lick a lot of puss if you're not familiar.
Is this where we go to the merchandise, the gift shop?
It's got to be. Yeah, yeah.
The music continues, right? Yeah.
Because they're chilling, and then they're having this shitty night in a tree.
Yeah. I mean, while Larry, yeah. All of this stuff is just like the fucking the Hasbro demo line of everything they were going to release for the movie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, minus the dino damage.
Yeah. Do you remember the tagline? If it's not Jurassic Park, it's extinct.
Yeah, yo. The more I watch this, the more I'm like, okay, the Welcome Center at IOA feels like this Welcome Center.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't really look like it, really.
Doesn't look like it at all, no.
It feels like it. It feels like the same theme, same... If the fictional architect was the... You know, like you...
It has the spirit of it.
Yeah.
It's definitely on a much smaller scale.
The furniture, the seats are nowhere fucking near as nice.
There's definitely more of a... This feels more grand.
Yeah.
But the one at Islands...
How hard is it to match chairs, though? God, Universal, y'all slacking. A flea circus. I used to have a flea circus.
Get out, really?
Yeah, yo. Yeah. Right. You can buy them. Like, right now, you could turn around and buy a flea circus.
I won't, but okay.
Nowadays, with basically flea circuses, back in the day, you had this tiny little circus set up and nothing happened. Yeah. It was up to the showman to narrate the fictional thing that was happening.
Right.
But nowadays, with the flea circuses that I fucking had and the flea circus they sell and shit with servos and stuff,
mm-hmm.
Your little tightrope will vibrate. Your little diving board will shake, and then the little cup of water at the bottom will splash. So you have a fictional
guitar
flea.
Strings in the middle.
Yeah, you have a fictional flea, but every shit happens. You, like flea circuses, bro. That shit's. I could work the fucking retirement home circuit for years with a flea circus.
Is there a retirement home circuit?
Yeah, bro. There's a library circuit. There's a retirement home circuit. There's a school circuit. Like, it sends pros running for the hills. Like, I don't do school shows or library shows or retirement shows, but I know dudes that pay all their bills doing just that and only that.
No fucking way.
Yep. Hey, if you're good with dealing with kids or old people, then go for it. I'm just better at dealing with drunk people, and I'm not going to find either of those at libraries or old people homes. You know,
not nearly as many as there should be anyway.
Yeah. I mean, I may find like an old man on Percocets, but that's different.
Then you're just looking to buy.
Yeah. Then I'm looking to make a friend. I'm sure you have more Percocets in your bottle than days you're going to be alive. So let's do something. Well, the blood-sucking lawyer's gone. That's
mm-hmm.
It's a plus. Is he eating his Chilean sea bass? Because ain't nobody else is. Oh, no, he's just eating ice cream.
Yeah. Because the power's out. And... Gotta do what you gotta do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I know Disney and Universal have some really good-looking animatronics. Mm-hmm. But definitely not all of them.
No.
You know, like, you watch this, and these Stan Winston creations are amazing.
Yeah.
And you go to the theme parks, and you're like, oh, it's a downgrade, and I don't know what I expected.
Yeah.
The best animatronic at the Jurassic Park ride, as far as I'm concerned, is the scary-ass T-Rex at the end.
At the very end,
that motherfucker looks real and scary as shit. The rest of them look like they got both their feet nailed to the ground.
It's true. But I tell you what, I just went on that. Actually, my dad was here on vacation last weekend, and we went to the parks. And it used to be...
Oh, I creep you. I saw you in Drinking Around the World, too, with Brad.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm on your Facebook more than you are, bro.
Absolutely. I apologize for everything you saw, but in my defense, I was fucking hammered. So, I took my dad over to Islands, and we did Jurassic Park, and... I realized, yeah, they used to have some, like, steam that kind of came out, or some mist that kind of disguised the bottom of it. Mm-hmm. But when that doesn't work, my God, T-Rex is just literally there, just waiting for his cue. He's just frozen, kind of hovering above where it drops at the very end.
Yeah, that'll take you right out of the moment.
Yeah.
That's like the strobe
Yeti. And then
Yeti.
He's like, and he's turned, your boat's turned the corner, and he's like, 3, 2, 1... And I'm moving, and I'm moving, and I'm roaring, and I'm swiping, and you're falling. And we picked up some really cheap ponchos from Walgreens to wear. Super fucking small. Like, I might have picked out a kid's poncho by accident. I'm not too sure. Mm-hmm. Specifically for that one drop. Because you don't get wet on that ride except for that drop.
Yeah.
That drop is fast. And I thought I had everything laid out except the drop. Fuck, the poncho caught air and just whipped the hood right off, and in a panic I grabbed the hood to cover my hair, and the top flew up, and it, long story short, I ended up soaking anyway.
See, whenever I ride that ride, I always try and ride in the front row. I will wait longer if I can ride in the front row, because then I can duck and the water just sails over you and gets everybody else.
Fuck, I didn't think of that.
Yeah. Next time you get in the front, you're going to have to duck a little bit whenever you hit, but if you can duck, the water will mitt front and center, you're good. You are good.
I didn't think about that.
I also saw a poncho the other day that was a lady's kimono, but it was made out of poncho material. I want one.
Oh, yeah!
Fucking Jeff and Jeff's chest. Oh, God. That deserves star billing right there.
We didn't even rehearse that.
Sam Jackson. It's just so crazy that he's got such a tiny part in this. Because it's Sam Jackson. He doesn't really take tiny parts. I mean, he's Nick Fury.
Yeah, Nick Fury has had 9 tiny parts in each movie.
Yeah, that he's now a Marvel staple. That is no longer a tiny part. That is like, that is one of the pieces of glue that holds that franchise together.
Yeah. Anyway, I had a busy couple of weeks. It's been a while since we got to record. I had my dad over. I had my friend Brad over from England. Mm-hmm. We had the start of Horror Nights. A lot of shit happening. How's your week been?
It's been good. Couple shows. Went to Horror Nights. Mm-hmm. Saw you guys there.
Yes.
It was good. That fucking coin thing, though, that goddamn trick that I showed you, Universal.
Yeah.
I was hanging out with some really, really, like, knowledgeable, like, cool kids club, like, name magicians, like, a week and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
Blew their fucking mind with that.
Nice.
Seeing dudes that are way better than me, seeing their jaw drop and their eyes bug out is such a satisfying feeling.
Nice.
Oh, my. They're like, wait, you didn't switch any. That's my signature. How the when you can't say a complete sentence to me, I've done my job right.
Nice. both in magic and in making love.
Fucking know it, bruh. You know, or you do know it.
I do know it. Oh, man.
Everybody be safe in the emergency bunker until Mr. Arnold returns. Okay, why the fuck are you sending the computer guy to go brave it? Why
you have
can't
a hunter.
Yeah.
Right there.
Why can't you tell the hunter what? Draw him a fucking diagram and send him on the way.
It's good enough where you can fucking direct a woman over the phone while the hunter distracts all the animals.
Yeah. And by distracts, we mean getting eaten.
Mm-hmm. Distract them with your tasty flesh.
These are kind of jarring.
Yeah. But this was the scene that actually sold Spielberg on doing digital dinosaurs the whole time.
Well, at that point in time, they looked fucking amazing.
Previously, the bar for digital effects was The Abyss and Terminator 2, right?
Yeah.
So then to see something that actually has flesh running in such harsh sunlight with shadows and everything. Mm-hmm. That line, by the way, they're flocking this way. Originally, Michael Crichton wanted the line to be, "I think we're going to get flocked." Spielberg was like, no. One of many wise choices he made.
It's actually kind of funny, though.
It's, yeah. But you'd have looked at it kind of weird.
I'm going to camp on that for the next time I see a murmuration.
Okay. And yeah, I mean, the problem with this movie is that high definition is its worst enemy.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Also, when Disney did the movie Dinosaur, they got that real environment reacting to CG animals on point.
It's a really underrated film, actually, that.
Yeah.
That Dinosaur.
And I like how in all the marketing like leading up to it, we were all under the impression that no animals were going to talk. It was going to be, you know, like that was such a
it's going to be walking with dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the T-Rex is just running after those gallimimuses, and I'm willing to forgive the fact that he looks like shit in the daylight because, yeah, this is 1993 in CG. Fine. This movie's still amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But everywhere the T-Rex stepped, when he just stomps down and fucks that gallimimus up, and then he moves his foot and stomps again, no footprint.
Mm-hmm.
No footprint at all. No disheveled dirt. Doesn't look like Tiger Woods, like, hit the grass. Like, what are you...
My God, you must really hate Armageddon, like,
bro. With a
bunch of ragtag miners like jumping into space and landing on an asteroid. Holy shit!
Mm-hmm. The saving grace for that movie.
Can't wait to watch that with you.
Saving grace for that movie is Bruce Willis and fucking Michael Clark Duncan.
Oh, okay, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you know Michael Clark Duncan was Tupac's bodyguard?
No.
Okay, shit you not, before Michael Clark Duncan became an actor, he was Tupac's bodyguard. He was off.
I've heard that.
He was off the night Tupac got shot.
Oh, man.
And his replacement was a fucking rookie as shit. Ugh. And Michael Clark Duncan, until the day he died, for years, he said that putting the client in the front seat was a rookie mistake and he never would have done it.
Yeah. Did he blame himself, or did he...
No, I mean, he's off. You got no control over that. But had he been working, wouldn't have went down like that.
No. Man.
Crazy, though, because he's Michael Clark Duncan. You don't expect the dude from The Green Mile to be Tupac's bodyguard, that taking a night off is the reason Tupac's dead.
That's cool enough by itself. You don't also then need to be the guy from The Green Mile.
Yeah, yeah.
Man.
You're around gangster rap, like, at that point in time when gangster rappers were killing other gangster rappers. Now we have Suge Knight killing people, and that's about it.
Well, we don't need to watch Armageddon anymore because you've just told the coolest factoid you could have during that commentary.
There you go. Also, for that reason, we also don't need to watch The Green Mile or The Island. Basically anything he was in.
Right. Because that's the most important thing to know about him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, oh, man. I didn't even find that out until just a couple years ago, and I felt so dumb. I'm a big fan of,
I only just found out a couple of minutes ago, and imagine how I feel.
You would think, though, that's an interesting enough fact that should totally come up more.
I'd bring that up in every fucking interview I did.
Yeah. Yeah. You should have found that out before I told you. Like, more people should know that.
Yeah.
Pretty soon, nobody's going to know who the fuck Michael Clark Duncan was. Because that whole young generation God, they don't know anything. I mean, they know stuff, but they don't know old things.
No, I tell you what, I was talking to someone at work today, and I mentioned we were going to be doing a big gay date about Jurassic Park, and he clarified with the old one. I'm like, fuck you, buddy. There's old, and then there's original.
Yeah, yo.
There is a strong difference. I mean, 17 years ago, and it made me realize, actually, yeah, I'm really fucking old.
Mm-hmm. And Jurassic World is an amazing movie, and it looks fucking great, but Jurassic Park is an amazing piece of cinema.
It's
no matter how much we shit on it.
Yeah, there is a bunch of like plot errors and stuff, and way more to come, I know. there's some technical issues and shit, but I don't fucking care. It's a fantastic piece of cinema. I would say it's probably my favorite Steven Spielberg movie of all time. I don't know what your favorite is, that you're putting it something else above it.
It might really be Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Did
Spielberg do the Indiana Jones movies?
Yeah, he did. George Lucas just kind of
Then it's got to be between Jurassic Park and any one of the three Indiana Jones movies that happened.
Yeah, but I feel like I really like Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, but I would probably, if I was to put that over this for any reason, it would be because by that point you know the Indiana Jones character so well and you're kind of rooting for him.
I like the first one the most just because I feel like that is probably one of the greatest character introductions in cinema of that decade.
It's been a long time since I've seen it, and maybe we should add that to our list to do very soon, actually.
Yeah, where you catch a silhouette and you see the hat long before you see his face.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's a really good introduction, like pre-credits?
It lets you know what you're in for.
Absolutely.
Why didn't
kids,
they just squeeze through?
Yeah, these kids could totally fucking do it. Like, I get what they were doing there when it was much smaller, but then he suddenly stumbled across some areas of wire that had much bigger holes.
Yeah.
Why couldn't they just fucking go in there?
Yeah.
It's like, you're doing a terrible fucking job of directing. I kind of do that at the hotel sometimes. And someone's giving really bad directions to where something is. I'm like, it's down the stairs to the left. Like, that's all you need to fucking say.
You know, I've realized with like producing shows and shit and working with like performers and techs, don't tell someone how to do something. Tell them what needs to be happened, and people will always surprise you with their ingenuity.
Right.
You know, like,
yeah.
Oh.
Just tell them what you want the result to be, and they'll find the method.
Yeah, it feels like that's what he did with Stan Winston. I need this, and then Stan Winston made
miracles.
I need
a dinosaur.
Yeah.
I need a life-size dinosaur, 20 feet tall, that holds up on camera and can act.
Yeah, you do whatever you gotta do, but that's what I need.
Make it happen, Captain.
Yeah. And when you got a cinematographer, let your fucking cinematographer do his job.
Yeah.
I hate when like there are movies where like there is a cinematographer, but you know that the director didn't let him do shit.
Yeah.
Under the words contact position. He just says the words push to close. Push it. No shit. Pull it? Okay, now
push it or close it. What do you want me to do?
Now also, she is standing here pressing those buttons, and the Velociraptor's about to come through on the other side.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
But first,
the
Samuel
Velociraptor's just waiting for its moment.
Yeah, Samuel L. Jackson's arm is going to fall down from the other side. Where the fuck was it a second ago when we saw those bars beside her and saw there was nothing between them? Also, the buttons are here.
Hang on. The Velociraptor comes from this side, the right.
Hold on. Just wait for the arm.
Okay.
Just wait for the arm.
Okay.
Because then I want you to explain to me why the fuck the arm was coming from there, why it wasn't laying on the ground anywhere around the
goddamn
buttons.
Oh, yeah, it's
really
fucking weird, the fact that, yeah, the arm falls out of this, like, great, like, what, the Velociraptor just placed it there? Is that where they just store it for later? It's like, yeah.
He just put it up there like it was a bucket full of water on top of a door.
Just waiting for the moment.
Tim, with your Gene Shalit hair now. Fuck Gene Shalit. He looks like the Swedish chef. See? She's just chilling. Mm-hmm. It was hard enough for her to get in there, and she came from the side that the buttons are facing. Mm-hmm. How did the Velociraptor get in, get behind those buttons without fucking shit up? And then what the fuck?
Yeah, it makes no sense, but you know what? It's entertaining.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We'll totally deal with it because dinosaurs.
Yeah, absolutely. Because this, dinosaurs.
Everything can be forgiven for that.
Absolutely.
He's going to be about that shit. And how many velociraptors do they have? Three? With those eggs, didn't they have a bunch of babies that are unaccounted for in this movie?
I want to say... I'm trying to do the math now for what the rest of the movie holds.
Don't we have three in the kitchen that then show up for the T-Rex
thing? But only one... No, we have two in the kitchen, but one of them gets trapped in the freezer. One of them just got trapped there, so we have two... We have two at the end of the movie. One of them could have been from the freezer, so let's make that three, four. Let's say just four.
That's a lot of velociraptors for that little-ass containment paddock with the cow.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you put that many fish in a proportional, like, aquarium... Shot.
I love this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
That is terrifying.
Mm-hmm. And another foreshadowing from the first 5 minutes of the movie, Dr. Grant talked about that when he's explaining to the kid...
About how they hunt in packs. Yeah.
Yeah. He foreshadowed that the same way that he foreshadowed with his belt.
Fuck you. No.
Look at that.
I hate you so much right now. It's bullshit.
I swear to God that was foreshadowing.
Not you and Alaris Morissette would get on very well. I think it's a
I know what the fuck the word ironic means. I would not get along with her. Maybe I'd probably just ask her about filming Dogma.
Mm-hmm.
And going down on people in theaters, because if she does that, then we could be friends. The theater. I did a lot of Aquanet in that hair, man. It's a fuck ton of hairspray. Jesus. It's probably flaking off like dandruff between scenes, right? And shit. Ooh, munchies.
Uh-huh.
We need to get some Jell-O. You know why we need Jell-O? Because then I can dramatically vibrate that shit.
Mm-hmm. Jell-O is the most vibration-y material.
Well, I mean, edible and taste good material. I'm just going to leave that there.
Just leave that hanging.
Everybody's dead but her. Black dude's dead. Hunter's dead. Hammond's alive. Fucking shirtless Joe Jackson's in the in the bunker. And where is the bunker? In comparison to where they are, where is the bunker where Hammond is? Because it's nowhere near where she
all the shit's about to go down.
Yeah.
Yeah. How'd she get? She got quite far, it seems.
Yeah, to leave the bunker, get to that thing, and then get back to the Welcome Center. Where is the bunker? Right? I mean, you would hope the bunker would be a bunker that is close to the actual, like, control room.
Where is the control room?
In this building somewhere, right?
Is it? I don't know.
Thought so. Because the control room, it had to be.
I'm lost now.
Had to be. We
never thought about it, honestly.
There's got to be a nerd online that has, like, accurate map.
Right now in my head, I'm going back to when I played the Lego Jurassic Park game, and I'm trying to think of where everything was.
Because they're normally pretty decent.
Mm-hmm.
About, like, putting things in the reasonably right position.
Yeah.
You see Battlefront?
You sure the third one's contained? Oh, okay, so maybe it is just three, so...
Yeah, but those eggs that he found in the woods, what kind of eggs were those? You know, like...
I don't know. I don't think the Velociraptors got out that quickly and laid eggs. I think they found themselves in a paddock of some kind of dinosaur. And just had a little nest.
Started fucking shit up.
Yeah. But maybe one of these dinosaurs... Oh,
there's the hand!
Up.
There's a hand on the tail!
Okay.
Velociraptor brought homies. He's sitting outside standing guard. The Velociraptor.
It's Michael Clark Duncan watching after
him. Yeah. Ooh! Mike, you stay here. I'll be right back. Hey, Steve. Steve, get in here. Steve, hey! Hey, I'm here.
Calm. Hickey. Hey!
Uh-huh. Yeah, that was kind of jarring.
Yeah.
And then we're back to awesome.
The sound of the Velociraptors doing that hooting in the air to communicate, apparently that's the sound of a tortoise having sex. Which I wouldn't know anything about.
Yeah, actually, I'm pretty sure that's true.
Oh, really? That's a puppeteer on stilts or something. When you just see from the feet doing the Morse code tapping.
Mm-hmm.
And shit.
Yeah, he's on those little digi stilts.
Mm-hmm.
The same stilts that they use whenever they put dudes in xenomorph costumes. But, the waistline of the Velociraptor outfits is so big, it looks like you're wearing, a big fat clown suit with, a hula hoop around, the waist.
Mm-hmm. I have a friend that actually sculpted a life-size Velociraptor. And I don't think it ever got round. I never saw the finished thing. I don't think it ever got round to actually molding it, which is a fucking shame because it was huge. You see how fucking huge these things are. Mm-hmm. It held up. It was much better than the ones at Universal in terms of the tiny details in the scales and everything.
Yeah. Now that people are able to actually make big ass Velociraptor costumes now, in your house. Mm-hmm. Every time I see somebody on Reddit or Pinterest that has built one, it makes me dislike the theme park ones even more.
Absolutely.
I'm like, this is the dude he's a single dude that lives in a house and his looks more dope.
Yeah, just watching that scene with the close up mm-hmm. of the Velociraptor right there, it.
Now, when that Velociraptor was just laying down and she's, running out and his legs are doing that wild thing, I know you guys don't have pets, but if your cat does that, if you were within, 4 feet of your cat, you're fucked. How did she not just get, sliced open? Fuck you, Velociraptor. Peace.
So here we go. This fucking Velociraptor could have pushed open a whole cage at the beginning of the movie, but now it needs two kids to lock it in a freezer.
Yeah. It's cool, Velociraptor, buddy.
Yeah, fuck you. Yeah, this guy, Alex, who made this, the costume, that he fucking sculpted it to his body as well, that he was going to wear, little stilts and shit, and in that position you're talking about, mm-hmm. The hunched over position, it looked as good as that model you just saw there.
Man...
And I'm super bummed it never got cast or whatnot.
Hey, man, as long as he didn't do anything with the sculpt.
I don't know. It was like a year ago now, or over a year ago. Because I actually went out and shot some high-res pictures of the clay.
Uh-huh.
And it's insane, man.
Bro. Hey, man, I would hold on to that shit until
Absolutely.
It came time to be able to mold it. Tyler does casting and molding stuff. I've seen him sit on a sculpt for a year and a half.
Fuck, really? They really need that gun to shoot the Velociraptors trying to get in the door. If only there was somebody who was not contributing to this scene whatsoever.
Oh, yeah, bitch-ass Tim?
God, this kills me.
Tim! Nobody calls Tim. You fucking know his name.
Tim needs to just tap on the back of Lex's chair so she'll hack faster.
Oh, yeah, that's how story works, right? That's how action movies work. You need someone that does nothing.
just like, hurry up, you can do it. Fuck you, Tim.
Oh, Dr. Grant should have lost a hand. Also, I'm pretty sure hacking doesn't look like a bunch of boxes. A bunch of little Monopoly houses. The same way it looks nothing like the big glass lightning towers from the movie Hackers. And we're back online. The children are fine. Bang, bang, bang. Oh, God. The children are fine. It's coming through the glass.
I just realized we didn't take a second shot during the kitchen scene.
Oh, yeah. So we were too busy making fun of it.
Yeah. Let's take some yellow...
While that's happening, I'm going to pee.
Vodka.
People at home know that. You know, I didn't realize till I became older that... Because it was normal in my family to... Oh, I'm going
to
go pee. Strangers don't give a shit. No. Yeah.
I don't care, man. Just do it without telling me. Oh, dear. It's a simple shot that you would not realize is a visual effect in that the character of Lex, that was a stunt actress falling through the floor, and they replaced the face because during the scene she got so caught up in it she looked up at the camera. And before you could do computer stuff, that would have fucking ruined the shot, obviously. But yeah, they took the actress's face and put it over the face of the stunt person. What's more curious is the fact that the fucking velociraptor was able to jump up through the ceiling and then all of a sudden it couldn't anymore.
Oh, he's sneaking in with his Patrick Ewings. Oh, man. Yeah, I was really happy that this room was all fucked up in Jurassic World. Cheers.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
Oh, God, that was way worse than the blue one.
Super premium vodka distilled 5 times. Oh, okay, peach and tropical flavors.
That's what that flavor was.
And the first one we had was tropical and wild berry.
Yeah, the first one didn't taste like vodka. It felt very reminiscent of Hypnotic.
So I have another one that I want to try and get rid of, possibly during the T-Rex's hero moment in a second. It's mango... blood orange liqueur and passion fruit.
Then get to pouring, bruh. All
right.
Yeah.
Because he's going to bust in to save the day any second. And that rising score is going to kick in. Here it is. Oh.
Now.
Oh. Ba ba, ba ba, da da da, da 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 da.
Now, my question is, did he low crawl through? Oh. I mean, there's a big opening, but it's still smaller than a T-Rex. He had to have army crawled in.
He's not the most dexterous, is he?
Yeah, like, and even if he did army crawl in, how did he stand back up? He's got, like, tiny little, like, high five, nope.
He's just been standing there this whole fucking time.
Like just, the one at the ride, just waiting. Yeah. 3, 2, 1, look this
scene.
Way, look this way, swipe, cheers.
No, how funny would it have been if there was like a full size like fake T-Rex there this whole time. It's like a life size T-Rex, looks realistic, and it's just a T-Rex just posing.
Is that Banner there? Because you would hope it would be, right? At IOA?
Not
in Jurassic World, because it is on the floor in Jurassic World. They use it to make the torch.
Yeah, it's displayed above the
There
surface.
Is a When Dinosaurs Ruled the Earth banner.
I swear it is, yeah.
Right, you would
such
think
such an iconic
be,
moment with that banner falling down.
That'd
yeah.
be a missed opportunity.
Which they added in there, mm-hmm. like super. This whole scene with the T-Rex saving the day was super last minute. Like Steven Spielberg was like, "The audience is gonna kill me if the T-Rex doesn't make one final appearance.
Absolutely. Like, and then he saves the day.
Yeah, the original scene was like
did you see the scene on the right?
A little bit, yeah.
Oh, man.
Man. Originally, yeah, the T-Rex fucking... The Velociraptor is like, they almost kill themselves in a sense. Like, one falls to the ground, knocking bones, and it fucking impales it. Shit. It's much better having the T-Rex save the day. And yeah. It's so good when the T-Rex saves the day at the end of Jurassic World.
Yeah, and then they just leave him, and T-Rex owns this island.
Absolutely.
Like, I'll stay away from the water. I'm good.
I'm king of this jungle.
Yeah. See, you don't want to open a theme park. You want it to be a wildlife preserve. People don't go to the island. They fly over the island.
Yeah, see it from the sky. And no pterodactyls.
Yeah, you don't need pteranodons or pterodactyls.
We saw how that works out with helicopters.
Yeah, I don't need any of that shit.
Oh, good. Her fucking smile is weird. Okay.
Who, Laura Dern or the little girl?
No, Laura Dern, looking at him like... You know, I get the fact that his whole character thing is that he doesn't want kids, and having to just be with the kids for most of the movie is kind of turning him into a more of a parent. But the smile she gives him, realizing that, is kind of like her going, I'm kind of glad this all happened.
Yeah, and
I'm
also
glad all these people died.
Jurassic Park 3, the fact that they didn't end up together,
yeah,
and he's still
really
single and childless.
On,
yeah.
That shits on the whole thing, especially when they're in the same fucking movie. It's like, why would you not have them as a couple?
Yeah.
It wasn't like it was a contract dispute or something.
Yeah, it was almost as disappointing as in Castaway when he gets back and his lady is married to his homie.
I haven't seen the movie.
You haven't seen Castaway?
I don't need to now. So.
Oh, my God. No, you got to see Castaway.
It's on my to-do list.
Okay,
I love Robert Zemeckis.
Wait, Kathleen Kennedy?
Yeah.
Wow, she fucking produces. She's produced.
She's got great things. She has her fingers in a lot of pies. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, she's now running the Star Wars game, yeah. So fuck it.
So she's good.
Yeah, she is fine. You can just print money now.
Absolutely.
Anytime a Star Wars movie comes out, the U.S. Treasury just has to print more money. It's worthless, but whatever.
What were we just saying? Yeah. Jurassic Park 3 is a fucking terrible film. I do like The Lost World a lot.
B.D. Wong was the Asian guy's name. Yeah. He plays White Rose in Mr. Robot.
Okay.
You gotta jump on that.
Joseph Mazzello. That's who I was thinking of. Ariana Richards. She kind of gave up acting.
One was Joseph Mazzello?
The Tim.
Okay. And yeah. Ariana was a girl?
Yeah. And she gave up acting, but she...
Didn't they cameo in The Lost World?
They were very briefly in The Lost World, but after that, yeah, not so much. But she's an artist now, and she has some like drawings she's done of Lex with the Jell-O and shit. It's actually really good.
I have seen it, right? That. Yeah. Yeah. That's her?
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea she was the artist, but I know exactly. Wow. That's
probably
cool.
Why you've seen it, honestly.
Yeah, so. Had to be. I just don't
is
read
this
articles.
Did we just miss Dinosaur Wrangler or something? Hang on. It must be the one after this. Dinosaur consultant? Supervisor. Phil Tippett.
Oh, man.
Phil, you had one job. Supervise those dinosaurs.
God damn it, Phil. Motherfucker.
People die because of you.
Yeah, but for real, you got to jump on that Nedry. Stop trying to make fetch happen meme.
Right.
As quick as possible.
I've got like minutes left of October 3rd.
Oh my God. Okay, so I really enjoyed it. Yes, there are parts that are jarring, but that is only because...
It's on a technical level, it's jarring.
Yeah, and that is only because of what we're capable of now. Yeah. But like now we're in the age where rando dudes with a Mac and a YouTube channel have better looking CG just because... We now have programs where you can do that shit in-house yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
But they had to create those things for this, you know? Like,
yeah, like 2 years of pre-production before they even started fucking rolling and shit.
Yeah, yeah. The fact that they had to just do all that shit is really, really impressive.
And a lot of the... Like, this is why we have so many CG films these days. It's why we have the Star Wars Special Edition, which isn't a great... pitch, but being able like the progress and the innovation they made on this movie is why we have things like Gollum and, you know, Dobby in Harry Potter and anything really to do with computers. Like, they made such a push forward with this movie. Because, like I say, yeah, like a year previously, what was it, 1990, 1991, we had The Abyss. In 92, we had Judgment Day, mm-hmm. which are just basically water with reflections.
Absolutely.
93, yeah. We had fucking living, breathing dinosaurs running through bright fields.
And they looked real for at least 5 or 6 years.
Yeah. It's really only high definition that kind of hurts the visuals of this film.
Yeah, honestly. Again, I play my fucking Xbox on like a little 20-incher at the apartment, and everything looks great on... Shit, Jeff Goldblum's The Fly looks like it's cutting edge. But I didn't realize how jarring some of those effects were going to be until I saw them HD. Yes, The Dark and the Rain does cover a lot of sins, but not nearly as many as I thought it would.
Yeah, I mean...
But everything that Stan Winston did, everything that was giant fucking robot puppets...
Amazing.
There's nothing, no matter what we do in the future, nothing is going to lessen the impact of what Stan Winston put into this movie and everything that he ever did.
Absolutely.
It's so sad that he's dead.
Mm-hmm. I wish there had been more of that sort of stuff in Jurassic World.
Do you know there's a Stan Winston school online?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have any of the videos? Because I got like 12 hours of them, and they're the greatest things. Man, for real. Stan Winston school, those guys. You watch it, and you learn things, and you're like, man, I take all this shit for granted, but you guys came up with that.
Yeah, absolutely. A surprising amount of this sort of stuff was invented because of this movie.
Mm-hmm. And now people just take it for granted. Mm-hmm. What was your favorite part?
Man, I just love rewatching it, honestly. But I do like the first scene where you see the T-Rex. It's the star character. It's such a great introduction for it as well, after kind of being teased about it the whole time. Him just being like, yeah, we have a T-Rex, just dropping it in there. Mm-hmm. You want to see the T-Rex. It's so good to finally see it.
Yeah, my new favorite moment is the very end where the T-Rex saves the day. Because honestly, right. had we been in the theater, T-Rex saves the day, banner drops, that is a spring to your feet and applause moment.
Absolutely.
You know, exactly like Jurassic World.
Yeah. Man, I'm super psyched now. I just want to watch The Lost World and skip 3.
Didn't happen.
Yeah, and then watch Jurassic World.
A kid could not survive on an island full of dinosaurs alone. Just couldn't happen.
Absolutely.
If that English dude that was probably SAS couldn't survive the raptors, a kid's not going to be able to survive.
Fuck no. We're at the end. I'm so sad to see this movie finish. I just want to keep talking about it. But thank you for joining us. Until next time, my name is Dave.
My name's Carl.
Thank you and good night.